coming up tonight?
She was happy, bubbly, caring, loving, real family girl.
We speak to the family of a woman who was murdered by her former husband in Lincoln as they campaign to keep other women safe. Police confirm they're looking into allegations made against former Harrods owner Mohammed Al-Fayed.
Very concerning if you're someone that's logging on to public Wi-Fi like I am as a tourist. It's quite concerning.
You'd think in this day and age there'd be a bit more security going on.
A cyber attack brings down public Wi-Fi at some of the UK's largest stations. And
when people who know Longboy and people in York see my tattoo, they're like, that is Longboy. But if you don't know who he is, you won't really get what it is. I feel like it's kind of niche.
A statue in honour of a duck is unveiled in York. I'm Matt Soans. It's Thursday, the 26th of September 2024, and we're going behind the headlines on some of the stories our reporters have been working on today. First, we've been hearing from the family of a 26-year-old woman from Lincoln whose life was taken by a husband who abused her.
Her life was cut short, and that's not fair. It's not fair.
That's the mum of Holly Bramley, who's spoken to our reporter Charlotte Lineker. She's told us how Holly came to lose her life to a man she believed was loving.
Holly was 26 years old and living in Lincoln when her life ended at the hands of her husband. It was one of the most horrifically violent cases that Lincolnshire has seen. Her mum, Annette, tells me she remembers her as a beautiful soul.
She was happy, bubbly, caring, loving, real family girl. Yeah, just a real treasure.
Now her family are working with Lincolnshire Police and the county's Domestic Abuse Specialist Service to urge other women to get help so they don't suffer the same way Holly did.
I have a lot of dark days still, but then when I think about Holly, I think this is going to help somebody.
You can find out more about Holly and the campaign on our website.
The Met Police say they're exploring whether they can bring charges against anyone after multiple allegations of sexual assault were made against the late Harrods owner Mohammed Al-Fayed. Five women say they were raped by Al-Fayed, who died last year at the age of 94. Several more have come forward to allege he groped them. Our reporter May Norman has the details.
In a statement, the force are asking for any potential victims who haven't come forward yet to do so. They say they want to make it clear that criminal proceedings cannot be brought against someone who has died, but they are carrying out full reviews of all existing allegations to ensure there are no new lines of inquiry. Earlier today, the current boss of the London department store apologised for failing colleagues, but insisted he was not aware of the abuse.
Public Wi-Fi has been suspended at some of the largest train stations in the UK after what's being described as a cybersecurity incident. 19 have been affected since last night, with a criminal investigation now underway. Our reporter Sophie Merrick has more.
Manchester Piccadilly, Birmingham New Street, Glasgow Central in 10 stations in London are among those which currently aren't offering a public Wi-Fi service. It's reported as many people tried to log on last night. The page loaded up with messages about terror attacks in Europe on it. The British Transport Police also say some of the content was Islamophobic. These passengers in Manchester tell us it's worrying.
Very concerning if you're someone that's logging on to public Wi-Fi like I am as a tourist. It's quite concerning.
You'd think in this day and age there'd be a bit more security going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be pretty awful if you sat there on your phone and a hate message.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's going to be that instinctual, just like, what, why?
There should be security in place to protect people like that.
Cybersecurity experts say it seems to be an act of opportunistic hacktivism rather than a cyber attack designed to take down infrastructure or an attempt to steal personal data. Transport Secretary Louise Hague confirmed that bit when we caught up with her earlier.
Network Rail is working to protect the Wi-Fi networks and there was no threat to anybody's data. But look, we need proper investment in our IT systems and we need to make sure that we are doing everything we can to protect individuals and the government systems from external threats.
Well, in a statement, Telent, the firm which provides Wi-Fi for Network Rail, has said the unauthorised change to the landing page had come from a legitimate administrator account and that the matter is now subject to criminal investigation.
Now, it's a political controversy that's been bubbling away for weeks and has threatened to overshadow the Labour Party conference this week. The government's poised to cut back on winter fuel allowances for some pensioners. Campaigners say they won't back down until there's a U-turn, both in England and in Scotland. Paul Rayleigh's in Edinburgh for us.
This is the start of a long campaign. We've got a history behind us of fighting until we win. And it's when we stick together and fight back together We will win together and we'll get that allowance back for all pensioners. Thank you.
Angry pensioners braving a very wet and windy Edinburgh to make themselves heard outside the Scottish Parliament this morning as they protest against the cut to the winter fuel payment. Around 800,000 elderly people north of the border are set to lose the benefit from November as it will be means tested instead. Among those are Peter and Florence Fanning, a couple in their 70s from Glasgow. They're hoping to take Holyrood and Westminster to court, as they believe both governments have not properly considered equalities legislation.
I think there should be some form of assessment about what people's needs are. It's as if they've just took this whole thing, lumped everything together and went, yeah, that's the decision and that's what's happening.
And former First Minister of Scotland, Alex Salmond, has given his backing.
Win or lose, as Peter rightly says, this is a battle well worth having, because it's a battle about justice, it's a battle about holding governments to account, and it's a battle about what is right and proper when the public finances are constrained, and should it be vulnerable people who are hit first and foremost.
The UK government says restricting the £300 benefit to only the most vulnerable will help plug a £22 billion black hole in the finances. Well, Scottish ministers blame a lack of funding from London.
Coming up, tributes to an unlikely campus mascot at the University of York. But first, the Met Office has issued an amber warning for heavy rain from tonight, which could hit areas already affected by major flooding. It covers central England, stretching from Cambridgeshire to Worcestershire and Gloucestershire. Our reporter Callum McIntyre is just inside that area in Oxfordshire.
I've spoken to people here in Kidlington who say they aren't worried despite this area and the whole of Oxfordshire being covered by a yellow weather warning for heavy rain till tomorrow morning. For parts of the county, it's upgraded to amber overnight. There are also flood warnings across Oxfordshire, and Maddie Adams from the Environment Agency has told us people should plan what to do if they're flooded.
Think about what's really important to you. We talk about people who've lost things in floods, including wedding photos, casts of children's footprints, medals from their grandparents, things that you cannot possibly replace. Put them somewhere higher up and safe to start with, then you don't have to worry about it.
Well, the rain has been coming in waves, from sunshine to heavy rainfall hammering down, as more is forecast through the afternoon.
On the other side of the country, people on Teesside are also getting prepared for potential flooding. They're not covered by the fresh weather warning, but river levels there remain very high. Our reporter Karen Lewes there, battling the downpours.
I'm on Dam Street, trying to juggle an umbrella and my microphone in amongst this heavy rain. This place has also been given the name Water Lane, which is exactly what it is at the moment. As you can probably hear, the rainwater is just going downhill at a rapid speed. It looks like a river. It doesn't even look like a road anymore. I've seen several houses here on Dam Street preparing with sandbags, and these people who live nearby tell me it's something they're used to.
Been worse than this. Well, it was 2 feet deep over there last time it happened.
It doesn't take long, but it does a lot of damage. These houses get flooded out every time. They're probably getting flooded now at the moment.
Well, that Met's Office alert for heavy rain is set to last for the next few hours, and there are some flood warnings in place for the River Weir in Durham and the Tees near Barnard Castle too.
Next, an Aberdeen woman's been telling us about how her kids saved her life after she suffered a cardiac arrest in June. Donna Liddell and family are now fundraising for a local hospital. Our reporter Vanessa Walker has the story.
I was just brushing my teeth and Ariana heard a loud kind of bang and came running up the stairs to find me on the floor and unresponsive.
That's Donna Liddell, who was saved by the heroic efforts of her 9 and 11-year-old children, Ariana and Oliver.
The first thing I did was I put in the recovery position because I thought it could either be a faint. I didn't know what it was at that point. Once my sister was calling the ambulance, luckily that same month we had training at Scouts for recovery positions and everything.
They ran to a neighbour who started CPR before the ambulance arrived. Donna then spent 15 days in hospital. Now the family are undertaking a huge fundraising effort to raise £10,000 for the cardiology unit at ARI. The family also hope to raise enough funds to purchase defibrillators for the community.
Finally, a statue's been unveiled at the University of York to remember an unusually large duck who made the campus his home. Named Longboy by students, the 71-centimetre tall Indian runner duck Cross shot to fame on the internet in 2021, but he disappeared last year. Our reporter Kathy Green's been to see the tribute to the unlikely campus mascot.
residents wearing bucket hats and T-shirts covered in ducks, others carrying tote bags with his picture. Tanisha has a long boy tattoo.
When people who know long boy and people in York see my tattoo, they're like, that is long boy. But if you don't know who he is, you won't really get what it is. I feel like it's kind of niche.
At 72 centimetres tall, Longboy was famous around the world.
A duck in England has gone viral because it's a tall duck.
Students raised more than £5,000 for the statue of the mallard. Long, but not forgotten.
You can find plenty more about ducks and all the other stories we've been covering on the news pages of our website. Just search Rayo. You can also find us across social media.